All right, so I am here with Claire Milligan, who is a collaborator and friend of mine. We just made a film called I Don't Think This Is a Threesome. and it was very inspired for me. I was already making films like this for a long time, but I had no like point of reference for it. And me and Ryan had made a film, who's also a collaborator in the film, called In a Good Way. And it was playing at film festivals, and I had like three people at different festivals be like, "Hey, do you like Hong Sang-soo?" And I was like, "I don't know who that is." And they're like, "I think you'd like his films." And I was like, "Okay, sure." And usually when people like refer films to me, usually they're wrong. They usually like pick something up that maybe I'm not seeing that my films remind me of them. But when I finally watched one of his films, it made complete sense. And as we were making this film, I kept telling you about it, about Hong Sang-soo. And one of the nights we ended up watching, at this point, it's not his latest film, but it kind of is the most accessible recent film that has come out, starring Isabelle Huppert, and it's called A Traveler's Needs. So I'm kind of curious about, just like your first impression, you know, like after we had watched this film in the middle of making our own film.
I loved it. I don't know, maybe because I was already wrapped up in the whimsy of making this very spontaneous, improvised, organic film. But I remember the opening scene with her having the conversation with the young woman. And the long pauses and the awkward dialogue and the just one shot of them sitting across from each other at a table. And it was so unlike any other movie I'd ever seen. Like, it was so non-imposing. Like, it was just kind of like, okay, here it is. It really took me on this journey with Isabelle Huppert's character. It was like so kind and gentle.
I wanted to make something that was like subtly magic. Like, there was nothing that called attention to the magic, but there was just like a magic that was channeled. And I feel like Isabelle Huppert does that perfectly in A Traveler's Needs. And it's something that I think you were incredible at on our film.
I can definitely see the similarities. Even the fact that, you know, She bought the dress like what, an hour before on the way, or
yeah, like 2 hours before. She said she picked up that green dress, and or no, not it's not a green dress. She's wearing a green sweater, but she picked up the sundress she's wearing like 2 hours before getting on the plane to go to Seoul to make the film.
You wouldn't say that, oh, she's magical or she's a fairy, but there's just like something, I don't know, secret about it. Even the way that she walked, she had the funniest little, like, anytime she departed from whoever she was meeting with, she would just like walk away kind of like serenely with her arms straight out and just disappear. Yeah, no, it's I'm really glad that this was the first one that I saw, because it really stuck with me, I think. And it's strange because it has no, like, there's no, like, real arc. Like, it's not like your standard, like, act one, act two, act three, here's the climax. Like, kind of feels random. I mean, it's emotional at times, but it felt complete. Like, I was totally satisfied by the time it was finished. I was like, yes, this is the story, you know? It didn't, like, feel any pressure to, like, give any payoff. Like, the payoff was just in the humanity of it.
You are such a bright person.
You think so?
Yes.
Oh, thank you.
So bright and so talented.
Thank you. Oh.
Mon chemin est toujours un nouveau chemin, aujourd'hui et demain, traverser le ruisseau, vers la forêt, franchir la colline, vers le village.
You're French?
Yes.
A Traveler's Needs is now streaming on Mubi. For KIOS, I'm Joshua LeBure.